everybody. Here we are again, another wonderful BVS program. And here we go. Let's bring up the light beam. And after that, we're going to do the emotional clearing. We're going to reverse it here. So here we go. Light beam coming up. So let's bring the male energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's the male. I'll do the non-gender. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the female, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now what we're going to do is work on an issue that you may have. So if you have some type of issue going on in your life right now, and it could be anything, let's release that from you. So think of that one particular issue. Here we go. Going to release that from you. And I'll count to 5 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So we'll see if Cindy's out there. Our co-host, are you out there, Cindy?
I arrived safely. Thank you. I'm here.
That's good. Yes, yeah, good.
Welcome.
To arrive safely.
Yes. Welcome, everyone, to Creation Light Ship with Ron Amatron. And I wanted to let you know that Ron's website is creationlightship.com. If you happen to be in the chat, you'll see the CLS chat site has many links to creationlightship.com, including shows and events. And I wanted to mention that tomorrow kicks off the December monthly call in the 4-hour Ascension preparation for Saturday, and then on Sunday, special 8-hour healing intensive conference call startup, and there are 3 Sundays, the 14th, 21st, and 28th. So there's, Ron, is there still time to register?
Yes, no problem. So yeah, we'll be doing it tomorrow, but yeah, you can get on tonight, even tomorrow before. We start at 1 o'clock Pacific, and starting the month off here with some really good energy. So let's clear the numbers here. If somebody realizes 1212, and that's 2014, so let's get rid of the 12 numbers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And do it again in case you need to have a little more energy. Releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and we'll do the 2014. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So back to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron. Nice when we have those clearings right up front. And that reminds me about the mental body clearing for clarity. Would that be a good clearing sample for us this evening?
Yeah, we could do that. So mental clearing, here we go. So bringing the energy, releasing your erroneous thoughts, confusion, might be mind looping. See what happens here. Mm-hmm. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ron, for doing that. I really feel better. I didn't know I wasn't better, but I just felt like a big relief. So thanks for doing that for us. Well, we do have a few paranormal questions, and tonight is our Paranormal Plus Friday, and the reason I've been adding plus is because we seem to get other items during the show, so that's fine. And if you're in the chat room, you can send chat messages regarding topics we're talking about tonight. And if you're not in the chat room and you're listening and you would like to share some information or comment, you may email clsquestions@yahoo.com. And that would be great. And if it's a longer message, please don't put it into the chat. Just send an email. That helps us a lot. Okay, well, I would like to start out with a paranormal question. Hi, Ron. How do scary para movies or shows affect us?
Well, what it's going to do, whatever you see physically, it'll activate your DNA. If you have something that's in your DNA from the past ancestors, etc., what will happen is it could activate that in you. Now you could be maybe haunted or even bringing in entities from these energies that you're watching near the show. So that's kind of what happens, is that these energies will come to you as entities, and it could also trigger, you know, like we said, your DNA from your ancestors. You may not wonder what's going on in your life, but you may find maybe crazy things happening just from having a weird experience. So that's the kind of the bad thing that happened. Remember, your DNA has all your stuff, and your stuff is what you're going to be working with. Whatever you see in life, you're going to be dealing with that anyway. So that's kind of the sad truth of what happens here, that something could look very pleasurable for you, and all of a sudden it turns into a nightmare just because of the negativity attached to it and the stuff stored inside of your DNA to bring forth something that you knew nothing about, but you got involved now with it, and it's hard to get rid of. Back to you, Cindy.
Wow, when you said activates our DNA, that was just like a big flash for me, and I've been listening to the shows for several years, and for some reason that didn't trigger an alert. So that is very good to say. And I remember as a child watching scary movies, like horror movies. So this just puts a whole different light to that. It'd be interesting to see if anyone in the chat has information regarding that. Thoughts about paranormal movies. And then the other question is, what about watching reality TV shows of mysterious or ominous deaths? Same deal?
I'd say the same thing, yeah. And that could even trigger a barcode.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember, they're using you to validate something, and you know, you could bring forth a barcode. That's kind
wow.
of...
I'm sorry, Ron. I'm not hearing you.
Yeah, the barcode could be brought forth by you watching somebody having a situation, you know, a death situation. Maybe you're watching something. Maybe it's not even a real one, but that triggered you. That could happen.
Wow. Well, that's really good to know. I remember you and Kathy did a show called Aliens, the Good, Bad, and the Ugly. And our moderator will post that information. It's from a different radio show. And in that show, Ron, you and Kathy talked about the introduction of of alien life forms through the radio, TV, and film. And I feel the same way about this paranormal activity, too, or scary horror shows. So in there, you also talked about children's programs. And there are a lot of shows where, I won't say a lot, there's several shows that have ghosts involved. So what do you think about that, Ron?
It's drawn
to the
right
kids.
To you, you know. It's I watched some of those shows there where they have the paranormal stuff on there, or looking for ghosts in a house, and I go, man, you guys are, you know, some of their entities and what they're talking about, they really don't know much. People, and going into some place that could be pretty awful and scary, and they're just trying to bring, you know, that ghost forward, and I go, oh, man. But, I guess, you know, they just don't know what they don't know. But, it can get very, damaging for the people and even the watchers as they're trying to bring that forward. Somehow, the ghost can hop through the TV energies, and if you, you know, get alarmed, somehow there's that timeline. I don't know how that works. It doesn't really make too much sense to me, but the timeline could actually hop into your timeline as you're watching something. And like I said, I just don't know how that actually works. It really shouldn't work, but can. So, back to you, Cindy.
Wow. Well, Ron, do you feel that we have time for a healing sample? When I looked at the Good, Bad, and the Ugly show, I see that there is a link for the healing that is alien attacks, shapeshifters, and alien parasites.
Okay, I could do one for shapeshifters. So if you have a shapeshifter in you, here we go. So just see if your body changes. Release that. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
Excellent, Ron. Thank you so much. And just as a reminder to everyone out there, Ron is sharing sample healings with us tonight. And if you would like to go on to creationnightshift.com, then you would actually find the full clearings that you would be able to view. We do have free samples on the left side of creationnightshift.com along with the recommended healings. And you could also use the search by topic that usually works too, and pull up the healing that you're looking for. And the moderator has kindly posted the previous show, Aliens, the Good, Bad, and Ugly, and then also the healing, Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters, and Alien Parasites. So, great. Thank you so much, Ron. And that reminds me, when we talk about parasites, thinking about phrases that we've heard from our past and maybe still do. And one of them is something about, I've got you under my skin. I think about parasites when I hear that. So what's your take on those phrases and what do they do to us?
One thing is like, you know, my skin is crawling or something. Yeah, so it's probably what people knew and understood, or maybe at least talked about it because they could have felt it. And, you know, now you don't really hear that many phrases. Does anybody have any new phrases that they've heard recently? Maybe we could have somebody bring one forward here. It's kind of, I haven't heard anything really unique and new, you know? It seems like most of those old things are, you know, 30 years ago. Maybe they were all about stuff that was maybe happening in the 40s and 50s, or maybe even earlier. And now you don't really even hear little things that have a lot of truth to them, which, you know, know, that they're all passed by. So,
right.
Just curious if anybody has something out there that they may have kind of stumbled upon or heard something and go, wow, that makes sense. Let's just see if we have somebody maybe mention that maybe on the chat room or something.
Sure, I'll watch that and also the email. Emails at clsquestions@yahoo.com, so be sure and send the information to us if you have some phrases that have been in your family or maybe places that you work. That would be great. In the meantime, in regard to paranormal, we have a comment here. A listener has often had a lot of things moved around in the house and usually doesn't worry about it because eventually it comes back. However, he does worry that his children are being attacked at night. What can he do to protect his children when they're sleeping?
I've had people purchase from us the light beam pictures, and I'll activate them, and they'll have them in their rooms. That's one way. May do the alien attack page. Having things, you know, move around in your room or things like that, that's, boy, that's not good, you know.
Is that parallel life, or is it an entity?
It could be an entity. It could be a alien situation. So there's a lot that it could be there. Boy. Nuts. What a... I was thinking of one like, you know, don't let the bed bugs bite, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So
should this person... you said that this person could purchase an image that you'll activate, and that will help, and then... Are there certain clearings that you would recommend for the kids?
I would probably do, I'd get on the alien attack page and just see what may work fine there. You could be having a lot of parallel life stuff. And there could be stuff being brought in from parallel lives that
mm-hmm.
you may actually, you know nothing about. But it may, you know, for a child, it's hard to say what they're, you know, going to be experiencing, you know. They may not be too vocal with it. Adult might say, well, yeah, I've had this experience, that experience. But for the child, it's hard to say where they're picking up this energy and how it's coming to them. And also, you know, is this, you know, like so family related, you know? Maybe the parents are going through something similar where they did when they were younger, and now it's passed on, you know, to the children. So that's another way of kind of looking at it. But, yeah, anything that's paranormal can be a challenge at times, you know. Well, you know, it's hard to really talk about parallel lives and different things because you don't know what is happening until it actually happens, and you don't really know when you're getting into it. Normally you have the tail end of it. But wow, you know, it's kind of like you have a dream and you're driving off a cliff and you see yourself falling, and then all of a sudden you wake up. Well, what happened before, you know, when you're driving your car or whatever, before you came to that part of the road? Now, how much experiences there in the dream that you're living. Maybe you lived like 4 days, and this is the finale of you falling off. But what happened during those 4 days? How is that affecting you? So it gets to be very disconcerting. That's why we do timeline crashes. We don't always have the answers, and we don't know what the answers are. And so by doing timeline crash, you can get yourself extricated from maybe the part that you know about, and also it may get rid of, you know, what you've been dealing with initially that you know nothing about, but it, you know, you're living that. Maybe you wonder why you have such type of fears about something, and that's maybe driving off the cliff. But and maybe you don't have the driving off the cliff part, but yet you're always afraid of doing something, getting close to a cliff. So the whole thing is, that's how they set us up, give us the misery so that we can get and emote energies to the aliens. And that's the whole agenda, is to do that. So unfortunately, that's kind of where we live here. We live in their sandbox, and they're doing all they can do to cause us harm. So I guess back to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron. Well, this certainly is an eye-opening show. We do have a couple of comments or a question. Do frightening movies activate nightmares in children and into adulthood? So, I mean, could it get into the DNA that way, or is it muscle memory?
Oh, it could always be in it initially, and it's just really, really dormant. And so, normally, you're not going to be that concerned or that whacked out for a first experience. I mean, you have to have back data, back history. And that back history is what the aliens are living off of and banking on, that you're going to have a lot of fear. So you're not going to have much fear or much of anything for the first experience. It's what's kind of stored in you. And so they're banking on you're going to go into your DNA and bring up all the past, not just that last experience, but they want to get all the past out of you. That's where they get the mileage. So since we've lived, you know, throughout every experience probably imaginable in your DNA, that and it depends what's the most recent to you that you're going to react to. What I would say is, if you're kind of curious on how your life is going, look at your grandparents and your parents and just see what their issues were. That's what you're living, more so than what happened maybe 3,000-4,000 years ago in your genetics. So you want to look at what's more current and then try to get rid of that and do some timeline crashing. Is it very possibly it could come up, you know? Maybe you're having a situation that, let's just look at a situation. Maybe we'll just talk about having like a car repossessed. This may not have happened to anybody listening, but I'll just bring this one up. So maybe you're having financial difficulties, and all of a sudden you realize you can't afford your car any longer, and you're behind on your payments, and whoever is going to take the car from you. So you start, you're kind of upset, and you go to your parents, and they said, yeah, I just can't make my payments. I've been, you know, behind for 3-6 months or whatever. You're going to take my car away. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, your father says to you, well, yeah, when I was younger, that happened to me. So, wait a minute, you know, it happened to him. If I would have known about it, I probably could have cleared it. And maybe did some timeline crashes on his experience, because now it's in mine and I'm having the car taken away. So they're actually working on what happened to your father, which is passed on to you. And maybe your father gave you a curse because he didn't like his car. He didn't want to pay for it any longer. So maybe there's some other reason, but you now are suffering from his issues. Well, that's another way of looking at how to do timeline crashes. Because you want to get out of those realities if you can figure out what they are before they happen. Back to you, Cindy.
Wow. That's very interesting. The person that talked about the children protection just wanted to make sure that he understood. So I just type in the experience in the dream I had into the timeline crash. Is that what you're saying, Ron?
Yeah, you keep it real simple. And so you have normally what bothered you or bothered the person, okay? So, you know, if your child wakes you up at night and they're saying something like, Daddy, this monster was chasing me. Well, that's what you need to put in, and you know, the timeline crash. And you might be able to, maybe the child will say, yeah, and I was on a boat, and I couldn't get off the boat, and it was chasing me. Well, that's a little better because you have a little more to go by. That's about all that you need, and then do a timeline crash, many of them for that. So that dream now is nullified. You don't want the aliens to copy that and sell the real estate of you with your experience to many of them, and then they keep copying and pasting that experience, you know, from you onto you over again, because it will come back to you. That's why we say one of the phrases, history repeats itself. Well, it's the history that you're dealing with, the genetic history. It will repeat itself until you get rid of it. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow. That's very interesting when you brought up about the parent saying, that happened to me. That same thing happened to me. That is interesting. If anyone has had that situation, please send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or list it in the chat. It'd be interesting to hear about that. And then we do have a paranormal moment listed here. I was walking around New York City, and I was thinking of an old song. A man walked by me with headphones on, and he started singing the same song. Was he a clone trying to confuse me?
Well, very possibly they out there were trying to hook you up. And so maybe within that block, everybody was being transmitted that song, okay? Because it had reactions in the people, including yourself.
Oh, wow.
And so that everybody probably got that same station, we'll say, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, all of a sudden, well, if you have to look at it, that's kind of, I don't know if I could use the word brainwashing or not, but in order to control anything, you know, not that songs do this, but if everybody had the same thought and they were agreeable to that same thought, then they're very easily controlled. By having that song being played, a way to see if they have you connected to whatever they want to do with you, because you can see that guy, whoever it was, who listened to that same song, somehow you were on the same timeline with that song. Want to be in that same timeline. It's up to you. Remember, everything is your choice once you find out about it. But the problem is you may not know about anything that's going on, and that gets to be even worse. And when you don't know what's going on, then you have things happening to you. And kind of going back to, like, the car being repossessed, you know? Everybody's parents probably has their little secrets, and they may not even have told their mate about what happened to them, you know, in a situation. And that could be passed on to you, too. So it'd be very nice if, you know, parents had a disclosure, you know, with their children, which would be you, you know, what happened to them maybe before they got married or something. So you can figure out, you know, what's going on in your life and how you can not fall into that same situation. So, you know, it's kind of like I don't know how else to say this, but like if your mother, you know, got raped when she was younger or something, you know, and well, maybe she was 12 or something like that, we'll say, and now she has that energy with her. That's passed on to you, and you're wondering why you're kind of getting involved with situations that could happen to you. And, you know, maybe you're smart enough to be able to run and not walk, you know, and it won't, you know, it's not going to happen. But, you know, you don't know about it, but, you know, your mother gave you that. And there's other things, too, that could be going on, but I'm trying to use that for an example. So that could have been her mother's, you know, your mother's grandmother's thing, you know. It could have been passed all the way on, and now you're dealing with a situation that, wonder why you're involved with it. You know, like it's brand new to you, but yet your lineage of your family has this thing passed on to it. And that's how alien abductions work. People who know about being abducted, you know, they wake up and they see, you know, a gray or some alien next to them. Maybe they see themselves up on a table, one of the ships or something, being worked with some way. Well, it's because they're tracking you, and they already tracked your parents and your grandparents, and they wanted to see how their genetic engineering is affecting you, that they did probably when you were a baby forming. So maybe they actually took you out of your mother and did some stuff to you and then put you back in again. And now they want to check you out to see if whatever they did is working properly or functioning, or mind control program or something, or body controlling program. So I don't want to get too negative sounding, but, you know, if you could get that closure and information, you know, from your parents, you know, they could tell you what happened to them, then you could make your life a lot easier and better, because now you have tools on our website to help you. Especially the timeline crashes. Go back and timeline crash. You find out that your mother, you know, did have a rape condition or something, or, you know, whatever was going on. Go in there and, you know, put her name in and start timeline crashing either with that situation. And do that a lot. And you might do it from that time to maybe point to where you were conceived. And maybe, you know, up to your birth date, because you're still in your mother's energy, okay? All that stuff is being brought into you, and get rid of it out of you, and you might have a big weight lifted off of your shoulders. I don't even know what's bothering you. No. Anyway, and that's one of those things you don't really talk about, okay? That's what I'm saying, is that these things aren't talked about, and all of a sudden you find out that, gee, I'm dealing with this here. I didn't ask for this. Why is it happening to me? And that's kind of what I'm trying to help people with, is to get this stuff off of you. So if you heard of anything that sounded kind of weird in your life with your parents talking about something, then definitely know that it's passed on to you. And do some timeline crashes on them to help you, and then also do yourself. You can put you both up on the same page and have them and you, because you have the same issues. And even your children. Maybe you found out from your parents that something happened with them, and now it's happening to you, and now you have children, and it could be happening to them. So put all three of you up. Even four, if you know about your grandparents. Back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great, Ron, for sharing that. And just to make sure I understood it, because it's the same issue, we can put multiple clearings up on the same PC, the same computer.
Yeah, with the same issue, yes.
For the different generations, okay. Okay, that's great. Well, Ron, is there a healing sample or clearance sample you could do for us on something we saw on a show, or something that we heard, like the song?
Okay, let's do a mind loop clearing. And sometimes people, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you get a song in your head, and it keeps going over and over and over again. Oh, maybe you hear, 10 words being repeated, you know? And you don't know where that's coming from, but you have it. And there's really no awareness to you. It doesn't make any sense. You hear the song, you know, but you're not responding to it, but yet it's a program loop. And you may wonder why you're getting that, and what are they trying to activate in you. So here we go. Let's release that. So think of a song that that comes into your head out of nowhere, and we'll release those lyrics there that you keep hearing. So here we go. Releasing them. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll do one other thing. This will be a little same lines of releasing, you know, as far as information. So you hurt yourself, and you probably say the same words, you know, all the time, right? Whatever that would be. And or something happens to you and this phrase pops out of your mouth, then it's just an automatic phrase, you know. You don't know where it came from, but it just, it's out, you know. And then you might even feel embarrassed because you said this thing in public or to the wrong people. And so, but, you know, but you have that spontaneous verbal reaction to something. And it's the same every time, just like answering your telephone. What do? You say hello. Well, that's the mind control program right there. So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you feeling? No, I feel okay. Well, how are you feeling? That's one of those things that people normally ask, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if there's other answers you could say, like, what's it to you, you know, or something.
Would that break the program?
You know, because it's going to change the program. It's going to be in one that be upset with you, you know. So here we go. So think of that little pet phrase that you say when something happens, okay? It could be anything. I remember, hearing, like, people saying in the old days, oh, Lordy, you know. I haven't heard that for years. Anyway, here we go. So think of that little phrase that you say. I guess the most common one is probably God bless you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Walk, you know, run but don't walk, you know. But anyway, here we go. So releasing that from you. So one, first say it out loud if you can, or you could just kind of maybe think it, but you got to really say it. So if you're around people in your room and you don't want them to hear what you're saying, you can cover your mouth or something. So here we go. Say it out loud, and then I'm going to release that energy, see if it helps you. That'd be good to timeline crash, because you're probably on timelines with it. So here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. And, boy, a lot of energy there. Do it again. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, and five. One more time. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so did we get any comments on that from people? Back to you, Cindy.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. We do have some comments about our topics tonight, and one is actually a question. When the shapeshifter leaves our body, is it completely... I think it means, is it completely dissolved when you remove it?
It is gone.
Chat.
That one won't be coming back. That one is gone.
Okay.
If you're worried about it, gone.
Okay. What was posted is the shapeshifter completely disloved when you remove it? And I just think that's an interesting...
Well, the shapeshifter... shouldn't be with you, number one. So I guess maybe they're asking, does it feel like I got rejected from you and it's sad, but it's not being loved anymore? That could be one way to look at it, I guess. Well, they shouldn't be in you. There's another life form, inhabiting your body. So you shouldn't have that. You have one spirit in your body, which is going to be your own, not nothing else. So they're just hitchhiking with you and enjoying the experience with no, they're getting all the rewards and you get nothing in return, that maybe stuff happening. So you're here trying to live life here. They come in on a free ride. And they may even make you spend your money. And so they're getting more out of you than what would be normally just being in your body, just to hang out. So you have to be very careful. Oh, and that probably goes along with the saying, you know, the devil made me do it, you know. Well, they controlled your body, and that energy being the devil, demonic, or something out there other than you is what's connecting to you, causing you situations and problems. Back to you.
Right. Well, thanks for the explanation on the shapeshifter and what happens when we remove it. A few minutes ago, you did do the sample removing shape shifter, and that's from the healing, the clearing at creationlightship.com, and it's called Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters, and Alien Parasites. And if you happen to be in the chat, the moderator actually posted that information and how it related to previous show on things that we hear or see. So, wow, that's just a big ball of mess, Ron, especially when you start talking about our DNA and how we're picking up previous generations. Okay, let's see. We do have some other comments. Just heard someone say they love their dog to death.
Oh, boy.
Oh. I've heard that about people. I love him to death. Oh, my gosh.
So the dog's still living? If not, boy, that's that could be a big guilt thing, you know? So you suffocated the dog in duality of love. So that would be pretty awful.
Even in marriage vows, till death do us part.
Yep. Somewhere I was listening to somebody on the net or someplace, and it talked about somewhere in the Bible what the teachings of Jesus will say. Jesus mentioned not to take any oaths or any vows. So you might look that one up. So anyway, that's what somebody was talking about. He said not to do that, whether that's good or bad or indifferent, but to kind of, you know, puts a whole new light on what we have here, dealing with situations and people doing things. But anyway, I won't get into too much more of that, but that would be kind of interesting because he knew that that was probably a spell or something that you're putting on yourself, giving away your power to something else. That's how I would see that, but you would have to probably check it out for yourself for that stated because I don't know where it is. I'm not really a learned Bible student person, but maybe somebody out there who goes, oh, yeah, I remember reading that. Anyway, so back to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron. Okay, let's see here. I'm just reviewing to make sure I've captured everything. Well, follow up on the shapeshifter question, and the person did mean removed or dislodged.
It is gone.
You said yes. Yeah, you said yes. So
great.
That's great.
It is longer going to be with you.
Excellent. Thanks. I do have a note here. I have a friend that is a first-time listener here with me and has some extreme pain coming from an energetic attack. She's been running space clearings, too, but is there a sample that you could share with all of us, Ron, regarding pain?
Yeah, pain could be from entities, so... Here we go, do an entity release. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that's the entity that could come into you, living inside of you, causing you pain, okay? Now let's release... do some work with the pain body. Oh, here we go, taking away energy from that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there we go, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, it looks like there's some kind of maybe energetic object there, so let's release that. So here we go. This will work for everybody listening too. So just kind of maybe focus someplace on your body that maybe may have some pain or had some past pain. Normally when we're talking on the program here, you may automatically get the information, you know, of where this situation could be with you. And it could be, you know, 40 years ago. So here we go. Taking out that energy. No, coming out. Oh, man, coming out. More energy. Here we go. Out. There we go. So just see how you feel. Okay. Back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ron. I noticed that we just have approximately 12 minutes left of the show, and so I wanted to remind everyone that Ron has offered a one-time event for us Monday, December 22nd, 6 p.m. Pacific time, and this is for the internal body organ restoration teleconference. And you can go on to the CLS chat site, and you'll see information up at the top, and click on that and get the information. Or you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And just remember that in this particular teleconference, you do need to be present. When Ron does the Saturday and Sunday calls for us, those can be absentee. So just wanted to remind everybody about that. And then we do have several comments that I would just like to read through real quick, Ron, regarding the phrases that you asked about.
Okay.
Oh, did you want to say anything more about the body organ restoration teleconference?
That'll be a lot of fun. So that's all I can say. You know, it'll be a very unique a clearing session, and it's $50. So back to you, Cindy.
Okay, and it'll be approximately 2 hours. But then there, at the end, you'll give us an opportunity to share feedback or ask questions in the chat room.
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. Okay, I'm going to zip through these comments. Transient amnesia problem. Three associates you hop to and forget the other two for the one. Not sure what we're talking about. Maybe the phrases. I don't know if there's a clarifying sentence that could help us with that. Go ahead and post it in CLS or in the chat room. Okay, here's another question. Oh, regarding the activated pictures, the moderator did post the link for divinely activated pictures, and or you can go on to creationlightship.com yourself and search for that. And I just briefly looked at it. There's at least 20 different images that a person could purchase. And this was in regard to have in the children's room while they're sleeping, and it even could be for adults. Ron will activate those. So, okay, let's see here. Here's a phrase. How about the children's song, Ring Around the Rosie? That was about a plague I saw. Here's another comment. Or Rock-a-bye Baby on the Treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will drop. Kind of a creepy song. And who knows why that came up, or why that person created the song. Let's see, family addicts and slander as a decoy instead of admitting they're addicts and correct it. So that might be the clarification to the transient amnesia problem. Let's see here.
Let me do a timeline crash for time, okay?
Okay.
How this affects people. So naturally you're dealing with the clock and you're dealing with time. So I'll do a clearing for people who are behind time, or maybe they're, another way of saying, maybe they're always late. don't want to get into the present moment. They want to stay, I mean, not responsible for the present moment. They want to be in the past. So they're typically running slow. You know, I'm trying to say this a different way here, too. But, you know, this is for people, you out there who are slow. Have an appointment at 10 o'clock, and you show up at 5 minutes after 10. And people get annoyed with you, maybe, because that's the situation, and they know that's the way you are. And so are they taking energy from you as they're courting you when you see them? Could be. Or are you taking energy from them because you like seeing their reaction? Let's see if we can change. Here we go. So I'll do a clearing for people who tend to be late all the time. Oh, here we go. One, the timeline crash. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. I think we had a beep, maybe. Let's just see.
Caller, please share your name and the information for Ron.
Me?
You're on the air. Please share your name and the information for Ron.
Okay. My name's Fawn, and you did a clearing on an object that was in my back. I'm still having pain, though the pain is a lot less. I also wanted to share that I've been falling asleep in my car driving every single time I get into it in the last month, which is very dangerous and disturbing.
That means that you're probably losing your consciousness if you're going to sleep. So
I'm falling asleep at stoplights and falling asleep while I'm just driving. And I live in the country, so it's very dangerous.
Yeah. That could be somebody could have did a spell on you, maybe using the car as the maybe the object or what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Could look at that aspect. I would say it's car related. Whether the car is moving or not, you might just maybe go out and sit in your car, not going anywhere, and just see if for some reason you tend to get sleepy. I would think somebody probably is doing a whammy on you when you get into your car. So we have two clearings up. One is the Cursed Sexes Spells. These are all whole lifetime clearings. If you don't know who the person is, that clearing works fine for that. If you happen to know who they are, then it would be the Dark Side Practitioner. Both clearings are, in a sense, we'll say, very, very similar. One is for unknown and one is for known. And that's what I would say you're probably dealing with, somebody trying to do a whammy on you.
And yeah, maybe, what is the unknown one called again?
Unknown would be the versus X's spell clearing. It's a whole lifetime clearing.
Okay.
When you do those, you want to probably do them, I would probably do it maybe four times. It'll take some time, but, do it over and over and over again to get that energy pool released from you.
Okay.
But that's what I would say. Somebody didn't like you for some reason.
And,
it's hard to say how much it'll get off of you. It'll get off of you at the present moment, what's there. But if you have somebody who got paid to work on you weekly, in a sense, then, you have to be doing it more and more.
Yeah.
The way it works, the clearing takes away that energy pool. But the practitioner starts getting weakened, we'll say, from doing it because the energy pool is diminishing. Then at some point, it won't have that energy pool to work with.
Yeah.
And you'll be, released from that energy.
Yeah.
That's what I would say it probably is. It doesn't feel like ours doing it to you. It just feels like somebody is attaching, you know, an energy to your car when you get in it for you to go to sleep.
Yeah. Yep. That's what it feels like to me, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for mentioning that you're back as well. So I'll do another clearing here. I got a couple minutes. I'll do another clearing for back objects. Okay, here we go. Releasing more objects or the same object or same location. Taking stuff away. I'm going back to the 1600s right now. So for you, Fawn, I think it's the year 1610. That's what I'm picking up instantly here. So, but for everybody else, in the 1600s here. Y'all taking out stuff here. Oh, man. Here we go. Coming out. Okay. Out. 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 Oh, there. Better?
Better. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Hey, so thank you, and turn it back over to you, Cindy.
Okay, Ron, are we...
Yeah, we're getting close.
Wrapping the show up?
Or? We can go maybe a few minutes over here, maybe three or 4 minutes after the hour.
Okay. We have several emails that I will just roll over for tomorrow. Sorry, everyone. We just had some very interesting topics and didn't get into those. Okay, let's see here. I know we announced at the beginning of the show about the monthly teleconference calls that Ron has for us, and the moderator has posted information, and you can also go online, creationlightchip.com, for events, and you'll see that Saturday, December 13th, starts the four-hour Ascension preparation call, and then the Sunday after that, starts the special 8-hour healing intensive call, and then the next two Sundays also. So is there anything that you want to share about that, Ron?
Yeah, we do that all the time, those special calls, the 8-hour calls, to get rid of alien critters that are inside of you living. And once we get rid of them in quarantine, then there we have to look to see what arts and pieces and spirit fragments they have disturbed or have taken to the Beyondo. So that's kind of what we do with the Beyondo energies and try to bring you back. We can find you. You can be more in wholeness. But that's what the 8-hour call is about. Normally, each call is different. I don't really plan what the call is going to be about. I know what we're doing as far as releasing these critters. I don't talk too much about what they are. But what I will do for people is I'll release the octopus energy that's out of your body, and it's normally attached to your rib cage, shoulders, and neck. So here we go. I'll just take this one off, and you may find your breathing a little bit easier after this here. So here we go. First tentacle. Off you. There we go. Second. There we go. Third. Oh, boy. There. Okay. Four. Five. And six. Seven. Eight. Get rid of the body now. There we go. That's gone. And talking about songs and praises, we have the this I'll release from you right now. The old song, the one-armed, one-eyed, flying purple people eater or something. Here we go.
Yep.
I think you had one arm. I don't know, but anyway, here we go. If that hopped into you, you singing that song. Here we go. I'm going to release that. Energy from you. So here we go. And maybe you're already in the stomach of that. So who knows? So coming out, here we go. So one, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, boy. 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So hopefully you're feeling better, getting rid of that critter. And let's do the mind to heart drop. So you need a command spirit. Take the thoughts in your head. You have to do it out loud. Otherwise, you're in the mental realm. Don't want to be there. It's darkness, reality. You have to say it out loud and be in the present moment. And command in your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, where you normally think from. Drop those thoughts into your heart. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Hope to see you tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, for our 4-hour ascension call. We do water charging, 7 containers of water that you get on each day after the call. And it'll give you what you need in the present moment. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron, for the healing samples tonight and the information.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Thanks, everyone, for your comments and emails. Bye now.